So National Water Week is basically aimed at raising awareness about the importance of water, the significance of water, and how it touches every part of our lives, of our economy, of everything that we do. And I think it's a very important week to also share knowledge, to raise awareness, and as the WRC celebrating our 50-year anniversary this year, we would love to use this week to highlight a lot more than we normally do during National Water Week. So I think there's a number of things to celebrate and acknowledge during this week this year.
Now talk to us about this conference, which forms part of the WRC's 50-year celebration campaign, and also share with us the objectives of the conference.
So this conference that we are hosting on Thursday and Friday this week is centered around the role that women play in water research science. And for many years, we have been looking at women as subjects of science and not necessarily leading the discourse in water research science. But I think for the past 50 years as the Water Research Commission, we've been doing a lot of work to try and shift that paradigm, to change that, so that women scientists are contributing alongside their male counterparts. So in terms of the conference this week, we are hoping to bring awareness to some of these objectives in terms of putting women, highlighting the opportunities for investment in the development of women in science in the country, but not just in the country. I think this conference is a continent-wide conference, and we are looking at women across the continent to join us and be a part of this. They will have the opportunity to present research outputs, exhibits, innovations and technologies, share knowledge and network. And so that is the opportunity for women in science, women in water research science. Like I said, it's taking place over a two-day period, and we have the Honorable Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, who will be opening the conference on Thursday, and a very powerful panel of women who will be joining us on Thursday morning. And one of the speakers there is Dr. Jackie King, and she's a Stockholm Water Laureate for her work that she's been doing in game-changing contributions to global river management. So we have a number of high-level women with a lot of experience in the scientific world, but beyond that, and even in business, and the role that they have played in shifting water sectors across different countries, and especially here in South Africa. Part of the conference will also allow people to enjoy a virtual exhibition. We have a number of parallel breakaway sessions as well, so it's jam-packed with information, with knowledge sharing. And not to forget our young and emerging scientists who also have an opportunity on Thursday afternoon to join us and listen in to some of the up-and-coming scientists in these fields. Our program on Friday has a special African Women Researchers and COVID-19 roundtable, and that is going to be facilitated by our CEO himself, Mr. Desigan Naidoo. So I think that's going to be a wonderful run-up to the Innovator Cafe that's going to be taking us through to a virtual sundowner. So I'm very excited about the virtual sundowner because I've never been to one. So, yes, that is our program for the conference and what the conference is looking at providing to our virtual audience, and a number of our links to the conference can be found on the Water Research Commission's social media platforms. So we're very excited about this week.
Now, Doctor, can you also talk us through the gradual transformation of women from being treated as mainly subjects in the water research science to key drivers of change, and how much more work still needs to be done in that?
So I think that when we speak to about women as subjects in the research, I think often we have looked to the role of women in communities where their role, of course, is very significant as strategic users of water. And we know this from our mothers to our grandparents. We know that when we talk about water and resource utilization in our communities, in our homes, in our families, that it's usually the women who make these decisions and understand more about it than most of the others. And what we are seeing here now is that we would really like for our young scientists, so not just leading within the home, but also leading within academia, leading within business. And with this understanding of the significance of water, the understanding of the importance of its role in the economy, how do we create a science base and a knowledge base, a knowledge cohort of women who can actually lead this, not just at a national level, but at an international level? It is such a critical issue right now, with the times that we are living in, with droughts, with floods, with climate change. We really do need to start building stronger scientific competence in the country and beyond.